With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are wars and rumors of wars, and in that latter category,
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden campaign hoping to capitalize on Arizona's controversial new abortion ruling.
Abortion was already a campaign issue this year as states grapple with the fallout from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But Arizona's Supreme Court added fuel to the debate this week when it upheld an 1864 law that criminalizes nearly all abortions. Democrats immediately pounced on the ruling and blamed Donald Trump. He responded by saying the law goes too far. Vice President Harris visits Arizona today to make the case for abortion access. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are more concerns being raised about Russian meddling in elections, but not in this country. The Belgian Prime Minister announcing an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections scheduled to take place in June. There are allegations of a network operating in several European countries and is trying to undermine support for Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open later this morning. The Dow futures are down about 100 points, while the NASDAQ futures are off 100 points as well, and the S&P futures down 20 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelist says Christians need to vote.
Robert Jeffress pastors the Giant First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he tells the Christian Post that believers must get to the ballot box in November for what promises to be a critical election. Jeffress, who was a spiritual advisor to former President Trump, isn't telling anybody who to vote for. He says, quote, "There are no perfect candidates, but we vote by policies. And if we take a biblical view of the world, I think we'll know how to vote." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump says people of faith should not vote for President Biden in November. Mr. Trump points to Biden's reaction to the Hamas attack on Israel, as well as the administration's promotion of the LGBT agenda. The former president says Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Mr. Trump is urging Christians to turn out in large numbers on Election Day and return him to the White House. He points to numerous cases in which President Biden has been insensitive to Christian concerns. This is SRN News. A plan to change the name of the Oakland, California airport has been cleared for takeoff.
City officials voted unanimously in favor of San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport as the new name, despite San Francisco threatening a lawsuit over what it says is a trademark violation. The airport's currently called Oakland International Airport. Officials say travelers unfamiliar with the region fly into San Francisco's airport, even if their destination is closer to the Oakland airport across the bay. They say modifying the name will change that. The airport's three-letter code, OAK, would not change. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The feds are investigating a Ford recall for gasoline leaks from fuel injector cracks that can cause engine fires, saying the remedy doesn't fix the problem. It's a recall that covers almost 43,000 Ford Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines. More details at srnnews.com.